Good evening, everyone. Good Yontif if you're fasting, and good night if you're going to bed. I'm Cosmo Calloway. This is 91.5 WMFO FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, and you're listening to Bad Vice. If you're looking for guidance, you've come to the wrong place, but while you're here, consider sticking around and listening to my friends and I as we try to solve people's greatest problems as quickly as possible. Simply put, this is the cheapest, worst therapy you will ever receive. And now for the disclaimer that I feel like I'm obligated to read. If it wasn't obvious, I'm not a professional, neither are my friends. Bad advice is not a replacement for therapy. If you are battling with mental health problems, please consult a real doctor. Okay. Hey guys, what's going on?
What's up?
Hey.
Here's the deal for today. Here's like my rough plan. This is my first show of the semester, so I'm a little, I'm excited and also equally like nervous maybe. So here's my rough idea. Today we're going to be reading two or three stories, both of which were anonymously submitted through the Bad Vice form, which you can find on my Instagram, which is just my name, Cosmo Calloway. If you end up submitting something, just know that it's completely anonymous. Absolutely zero personal data is collected, not even an email. And these have all been submitted by students here at Tufts. So if you think you know who it is, don't say anything.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah. Okay, other than that, I'll be honest, I'm a little worried that the FCC might not be the biggest fan of my show, so we're definitely going to change some of the words around. To my knowledge, I can substitute maybe more inappropriate words with words that have scientific value. So maybe I will try doing that. Okay, but first off, like, what's going on? How are we doing, guys? I feel like this is... I did too much talking.
Pretty good. Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Nick, acquaintance of Cosmo, and I just thought I would come along because I'm finally done with class for the day. It's pretty rainy here, but I think it's going to be sunny later in the week, so looking forward to that. And just happy to be back on the radio and listen to some bad advice.
Hi, I'm Anna. I somehow ended up here. I don't know how... Yeah, I'm excited. I haven't heard these stories before, so excited to hear. Excited to give bad advice.
Okay. Does anybody want to read the first story? How are we feeling about that?
You want to read the first
story? Dude, okay, fine. Yeah, no, I guess I have to. I did drag you guys here, so that's only fair. Also, these chairs are so squeaky. Oh, my God.
I think it adds to the ambiance.
Yeah, no, it does. Sure. The ambiance is there for sure.
It's like a bad therapy office, you know?
Literally. Yeah. Okay, this is the first story I have. It was actually submitted not anonymously. They knew that there was an anonymous form, and they just decided to text it to me. So, points for audacity, maybe? All right, here's the story. I'm not going to say what bar this is. So, basically, there was this bar where I would go every week. And the first time I was there, I was convinced. I was 100% sure. The bartender was flirting with me. Exhibit A, he let me put my gum in his hand. That's a little weird.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, like, COVID's still going around. You
know? Good for this person.
Wow.
Good for
what this does that person. Mean? Like, they just... Okay, maybe they need to spit their gum out? Okay. Exhibit B, he would smile at me. Okay.
That's rude.
It's a little
bad.
I don't know.
Dang.
It's a little more standard.
I can't even hear myself in this mic, so I'm taking the headphones off, but okay. And then exhibit C, he would wink at me. Okay. That's Riz, right there.
Masterclass.
That's also like awkward. I feel like, have you ever had somebody wink at you? I feel like, how would you, I don't know how I'd respond to that.
Personally, I can't really wink back, so I can just try to smile, but then it's still awkward.
Right? Like. That feels like cartoony.
Is it like a customer service wink?
What is a customer service wink?
I used to work in customer service. Sometimes, you know, you had to work a little harder.
Okay.
And so sometimes you had to give a little customer service wink.
Okay. What does that look like?
I'm not doing it here.
Okay.
The audience can't see it. Sorry.
Fair enough. Okay. Then this person says, and I thought he was attractive, but he seemed kind of old. So every week, I'd be like, he's flirting with me, and my friends didn't believe me at all. But one week, I was really hydrated and went up to him, and he was like, hey, can I have a water? And then when he came back with the water, I was like, also, can I get your number? Oh, and then he went into his whole hydrated spiel about how his life's complicated and he has kids and it would get too confusing. And I was like, okay, no, it's fine. I don't care.
No, he has kids and he was winking.
Right? That's a little... That's insane. The customer service wink with kids is crazy.
Yeah. Don't do that if you're single.
And he's like, okay, well, if you're still here at the end of the night, come find me. All right, it's getting mysterious now.
Interesting.
So at the end of the night, I was still there, and I went up to him, and he brought me into the basement of the bar, into some office room, and we hugged. And then I found out he was 32. And then every week that I've been back, whenever I'd go to get a water, he would give it to me for free, and I don't know what to do. That...
Wow.
I don't know what to do either.
I'm just processing that right now. That's a little crazy.
I mean, good for this person for trying, for, like, cheating the system and getting free waters. In this day and age, water is expensive, so...
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, we're looking at houses for next year, right? You know, got to live somewhere. And they're charging even for municipal water. It's crazy, but it's not a given, you know?
Also, like, what changed in that, like, maybe 10 minutes that the guy was like, yeah, I have kids. And then he was like,
I wonder.
Like, that's crazy.
No, please go ahead.
Well, I got to ask. Like, obviously, you were talking about customer service before. Did this bartender get an extra tip or anything? You know, any bonus, you know, to give to the children?
Dude, I have no idea. Wow. But I feel,
definitely think he got a tip.
That's for sure.
I hope so.
I also feel like, what? I don't know. That's, like, bold to keep coming back after that. And, like,
seriously,
just, like, be so cool with him and be homies. Or maybe that's ideal that they're friends. I don't know.
Could be awkward otherwise.
Wow. Well. Interesting. I don't know. I mean, honestly, sounds like a good deal. Like, free waters?
Free waters is crazy.
No, that's key.
They cheated the system.
Yeah,
like. You can spread the wealth to your friends, too. I mean, I hope that you're not going to a bar alone, you know?
Yeah. Free waters for all of your friends. That's amazing.
Wow. Remarkable.
I have advice to give to this
let's hear
this
it,
person,
please.
If you're listening, maybe this man is not morally... correct. So maybe you shouldn't be receiving free waters from this person. But I mean, get that bag.
Exactly.
That's my advice. It's not very good, but it's there. That's my commentary on this.
Yeah.
Story.
No, that was, like, good advice. I think that's, like, what they should do for sure. 100%. Yeah.
Cosmo, do you have any bad advice for this person?
No. That's. I think they've already dug themselves deep enough. I feel like that's...
Fair enough.
I don't know. Points for being bold, though. I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a long one. Okay. Yeah. Okay, well.
Nice.
I feel like we... I don't know. Song break, maybe? I have, like, one other story.
Song break, not long enough.
Yeah.
So, enjoy this song.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Rivendell might be back up. If I remember how to use this system.
And improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. That's right. Research has shown that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods protects against cancer and can even help survival rates. Side effects of a vegetarian diet include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. And with the right recipes, a high-fiber vegetarian diet can be a delicious way to help shed those unwanted pounds. So, stock up today. For a free nutrition booklet filled with delicious cancer-fighting recipes, visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project, committed to preventing cancer and improving survival.
questions still a mystery. Where do you stand? 7 years in the future. Envision yourself building the dreams, whispering with every heartbeat. Another day stands before you. Another chance, spread your wings and fly to the rhythm of your heart. Take one moment, think of what you desire. Imagine the heights you can exceed. If only you just spread your wings. Use your instincts, follow the path to your dreams. Focus your heart, your body, your mind. Anything is possible. Another day stands before your naked eyes. Don't be afraid, allow your spirit to fly. If you decide to never take a chance, you'll never know the truth inside. Another day stands before your naked eyes. Don't be afraid, allow your spirit to fly. If you decide to never take a chance, you'll never know the truth inside. Another day stands before you. Another chance, spread your wings and fly to the rhythm of your heart beating. Another day stands before you. Another chance, make yourself know why you were born to be alive.
Hey guys, we are back. I also didn't see a new story that appeared, which I feel like we need to share.
Yeah, we gotta establish some honesty, you know, first show.
So, Nick, you wanna go with that one?
Okay, so this one is pretty short and sweet, you know, not as long as the other one. And, you know, we just got it, but as we said, anything on the forum goes. And it reads, quote, "My ex pooped on my chest and I liked it." Question mark.
Reactions, what?
Thoughts, comments?
My ex pooped on my chest and I liked it? I feel like you need to unpack that with a professional. I feel like that's... I don't know if I'm qualified for that. Like, I don't know. Clean it off, maybe? Like, what's
but,
the...
But hold on, it says my ex, so clearly something happened since then.
Oh, that's true. The story goes really deeper.
Maybe
yeah.
The breakup was good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think your mic's on.
Okay.
Oh, wait, yeah, sorry, go for it. That's so my bad.
Maybe the breakup was good. Like, it worked out in the end.
Yeah.
Maybe X is a good thing. Maybe sometimes you need to cut people off.
Or, like, pinch people off.
Yeah. That's especially crazy. People that do crazy stuff like this.
Yeah. But I'm curious if, like, that was the reason.
I hope so. But, okay, the person said they liked it. So,
Well, it said I liked it and then a question mark. And they're really not giving us much, but... It's like
the
English
question,
class, we gotta go deeper.
The question mark, it's giving, like, I don't want to admit that I liked it, but they liked it.
Right.
Oh, jinx.
Wow. No, that's...
This one really got us.
That's like... I don't even know what kind of conversation is, like, there before that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What? That's not, like, a normal thing, right, guys? Like,
no,
not,
no,
okay.
No.
It's
not at all.
Definitely not.
I mean, maybe for Tufts. I don't know.
That's
only some
Tufts.
Underground societies here.
Like, I know what it is, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say
right.
that on air. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, probably best not to.
Yeah, I'm not going to. However, you know what? I'm not here to shame you.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Live your life, really.
Yeah.
Live your truest life.
Good for you. That you found something that you like.
Yeah.
Even if you are questioning that, I'm a little concerned about the, like, general health, your general
true.
Health.
Yeah.
Not like physical health. Like, I don't think that's pretty, like, that's good for your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, first we had the gum and now this, you know, that.
Yeah, people are not being... This is like we're still living in a COVID era, guys.
Yeah, yeah. I had COVID 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Like, maybe this is why it's spreading, you know?
Yeah, these are the super spreaders.
Let's
right
stop, like, trading bodily functions. I
right.
just think that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, although I don't think a mask would help in this situation. I feel
you're
like
right,
no.
You're right, but maybe, like, general, like, potty training would.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Good suggestion.
Yeah, I mean, maybe talk to your ex about it. Reapproach
yeah.
things.
Or maybe keep them an ex and keep them at a distance.
at a chest pooping distance, if you will.
Like, far enough that they can't do that again.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, if this person is listening now, though, you got to tell us more. Submit it in the form. Or, if anyone's listening at all, call the WMFO studio line, 855-915-WMFO or 9636, and you can give us live questions and comments if you want. Or, if you're this person, tell us more.
That's fair. Okay, we're going to recoup and find another story, and we will be back to you guys very, very shortly.
That was crazy.
Wow.
But with you by my side, I can do anything. When we swing, we hang past right and wrong. I'll do anything for you. Anything you want me to. Sticking with you, oh, oh, I'm sticking with you.
All right, guys, we are back, and now we're going to have Anna read this next wonderful story.
So excited. Oh, is my mic on again?
Yeah, you're four, right?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, perfect.
Just make sure mic is close to your face. The levels are a little low. But
I hope you can all hear me. This is a crazy one. I still live at home. My sister is married and has two kids. Whenever she comes over to visit, my parents and her stick me with the kids. That was really badly worded. Anyway, this wouldn't be a problem except she doesn't visit for an evening. She will come for a week, and for that week, I'm an unpaid nanny. If we go out to a restaurant, I have to entertain them because my mom needs to talk to my sister and brother-in-law. You get the picture. My parents decided that since this was my last summer before I became an adult, we would be going to Disneyland to celebrate my graduation. I asked who was going, and they said it was just the three of us. But when we got to the airport, my sister and her family were there. Stranger enough, they were also going to Disneyland. I went into my backpack and grabbed my passport. I put it in my sock. When we got to international security, I couldn't find it. We looked everywhere. I had to Uber home and I missed my flight. Oh well, I get to stay home by myself for a week of peace and quiet. My parents were very mad at me for losing my passport. The money they spent on my flight and entrance was wasted. Darn. My mom and her sister have both been posting about how hard it is to be at Disneyland with two little kids. They both posted that I ruined the vacation by being so thoughtless. My dad said he knows why I did and he understands. But he says I should have let him know so he didn't waste money. He said he would have gone along with my ruse. I feel bad about wasting money, but I have been to Disneyland before and I will go again later by myself or with friends. Wow.
I love that like commitment at the end, like, but I will go back to Disneyland. It's like, yeah, okay, no. You don't need to convince anyone.
Okay, congrats.
What's your take?
My take, I feel like there's better ways to handle this situation rather than waste a whole, like, because, like, tickets to Disneyland are expensive. I'm from Florida, like, I know, like, it's expensive. And this person sounds like they're international, so I can't even imagine the plane ride here. So that's just a waste of money for something that can just be like resolved with words. Mm-hmm. You can just be like, I'm not babysitting children, like I'm a whole adult. Why don't you take care of your own kids? I feel like that's the sister's in the wrong for sure, but like this person just use your words. Like, you're a big girl. Like, come
that's
on.
That's true. It's like, obviously it sucks that you have to babysit, but I feel like we skipped a few steps. Like, I feel like you could have done a few things, maybe.
She went from 0 to 100 so quick.
Exactly. I mean, I'm also wondering, like, does this person have any kids of her own, or is she just, you know, like, single, no kids at all? But, yeah, either way, you know, a week for the parents to enjoy while you're watching the kid, that's not fair. Personally, honestly, I think this was the right move. Because now it won't happen again. And yeah, it sucked one time. Yeah, money was wasted. But a little more for Walt Disney himself. And
he needs, you know, it all.
Safe to say they're never going to leave the kids with her again. And that can be really annoying. So
I feel like a big question here is, did you get the fast pass? You know, because I feel like that immediately, that could change the situation.
Were you staying in a Disney resort?
Oh, right. For real.
That's a money waster.
Yeah, I feel like if I had a fast pass, like even if I hated the children that I was going to be forced to babysit, I wouldn't be with them that long because we have a fast pass.
Or you can put it this way: if you really want to go on the trip, only go on the hardest rides, and the kids probably aren't going to like want to go. They're going to chicken out, and so then you get all the cool rides to yourself. The kids get left behind. How about that?
Exactly.
That's true. Leave those kids behind.
Leave the kids behind.
Unrelated, a completely, well, I guess semi-related note. Have you guys had Disneyland corn dogs?
Yes.
Yes? No. Nick.
Why are you looking at me like that?
This is actually an intervention. This is why we brought you here. Interesting. You need to have, this is like
we bring out a corn dog?
Yeah.
if you guys can get one up here to Massachusetts, I'll be your guest, but I'm not going there for a corn dog.
Dude,
I don't
even like corn dogs, and they're confidently the best corn dog I've had in my entire life.
I'm sorry, but it's not worth all the Disney adults in the park. That's to
true.
Get to the corn dogs.
Very true.
I don't care about the price. It's just, you know, too many of them there.
That's
leave
fair.
The Disney adults. Adults alone. They're people too. Okay?
That's like, no. That's a whole other phenomenon. I was reading a couple months ago, like this entire like basically academic article on it, and like they were saying how it like relates to like some sort of psychological like memory phenomenon and desire to like okay, I'll have your inner child, but like it was really deep, you know, and I think there's something to be investigated there.
There would be a Disney adult like research study, I feel like. Absolutely. Like that's so funny.
We should talk about it here.
Just Disney adulting? Actually, Disney yeah. Adulting. That's good. Yeah. Like what? I mean, listen, I'm all for people finding their own passions, no matter how weird it might be.
For sure.
But I feel like maybe there are certain things that are reserved for, like, different audiences, maybe. I don't know. That's hard for me to say. But, like, I feel like after a certain point, it's like, okay, now we let the next generation enjoy, like, the awe and wonder of Disneyland.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, when you're seeing, like, the Magic Kingdom fireworks for the first time, you're probably going to be surrounded by other, like, you know, 8-9-year-olds, not, you know, someone who's it's like their 10th time there, and they're, you know, they're just like all grown up. That's a little weird. I don't know.
Yeah, and they're also taking a valuable park space.
This is true. And then that drives up prices.
Literally.
Economics
and then,
fog.
No. Don't talk about economics, yeah. Please.
No, we can bring it into this.
No.
Because another thing is, so I have like a somewhat personal anecdote. I know this friend of a friend who I went to high school with, and he went to college for architecture, but then all of a sudden, you know, like halfway through his first year of college last year, he became a Disney adult. And what I mean by that is they have this thing called this, I think, Disney College program. And so he basically voluntarily signed up to take a year's leave and go down to Disney. But he's not just working there. You know, he's not interning in like the finance office or like the Imagineers, I don't know, office. He's basically doing janitor tasks at all crazy like hours. You know, it's not just like 9 to 5, like they have you working super late because the park is open during the day, you can't ruin the magic. And essentially, since he loves Disney so much and wants to be, you know, a Disney architect one day, he's living out the dream by being a Disney janitor. And now he did it one semester, I think he's doing it a second semester, he did it over the summer, he loved it so much. And like that to me just seems kind of crazy, and you know, it makes you wonder how far is too far.
Yeah.
Y'all are underestimating the power of the parks. Like, clearly you've never been there.
What is the Florida one like? Like, can we get a, as our ambassador?
Oh, right. I'm the Florida representative. Yeah. Good. Like, that's great. That's a great thing to be. It's like every other park. I've been to both the California ones.
Oh, no way.
Okay. And the Florida ones.
Okay.
I would say the Florida ones are better, mostly because I feel like they're more fun and there's more stuff to do. Like, there's more parks around it.
Yeah.
And, like, Orlando is basically just, like, Disney City. No offense if you're listening from Orlando, you're from Orlando, like...
No, it is.
It's Disney City. Like, I've been there. It's not a lot. Like... So yeah, I mean, when you're there, you kind of get sucked in to the park, and then you're like in Disney forever.
Yeah, just like Walt intended to.
Dude.
No. You know, like, oh wait, I can't. I can't talk about this because then you have to log in under political talk.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah. I feel like it could be like a social.
You
thing,
create like
maybe?
An alias.
Maybe, I don't know.
No.
No. Okay, fine. We'll pass.
But basically, the Florida economy, like. Basically runs on Disney, so you can imagine what wanting to shut the parks down would
of course.
Do.
Right. Okay.
This would not be good.
Okay.
No.
Have you guys been to like a water park before?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Went this summer.
I feel like this is a controversial thing to talk about because
why?
People
Wait, where are you
do
going
not.
With this?
People are weird about water parks, and I think people need to get over themselves because are they gross and like do little kids do things in them that are gross? Yes.
Yes.
But that's also the case with, like, the ocean, you know?
Exactly.
Which, is that comparable? Maybe not.
It's not comparable. Okay. You don't understand.
You get in there. You get in there.
Okay, water parks always smell bad. I also used to work at a place that had a pool. I was a pool attendant. And the amount of times that we would have chemical imbalances, if you get what I mean, was a little bit ridiculous.
How big was the pool, though? Like, would you feel it if it was just one person or no?
Well, like, if we saw it, like, for, like, safety reasons, we had to close the entire pool.
Oh, my.
So, like, I don't know. I feel like pools are just as disgusting.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't swim in a pool, in a public pool, just because I know what goes on. I know what happens.
But we got to separate the slides from the water pools themselves, because if you're going on a slide, you know, a lot of times they don't even end in a pool. They end in one of those, like, you know, like, long... like vertical, like, or just like long tubes, you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, I've never seen pee in there, and you know, it's kind of a quick
you
in
make
and out
a great
experience.
Point.
So look, I think if you can stay away from the wave pool, keep out for the ocean, then water parks are the place for you. And contrary to Disneyland or Disney World, you can never grow out of water parks.
I respect that as a take, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, you can never grow out of water parks.
No one's too cool.
No one's too cool for a water park, but however, would that be, like, something I want to spend my money on as an adult? Like, I feel like I'd have... I am an adult. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. These are decisions you have to make now.
Yeah, no, I feel like as an adult, currently, like, I wouldn't particularly spend my money on a water park. Maybe if I had kids, like, yeah, I would bring them along. But, like, that time is over for me.
Yeah.
It's done. I've been done it.
I think, like, water parks were always so much fun for me because it was... I think they were mildly... How can I explain this? Like, they're always a little bit too dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure I'm... Like, everyone has seen videos of... people at water parks doing things like they shouldn't be doing or like rides like malfunctioning or whatever. And I feel like it was that aspect of danger that as an 8-year-old really just like got me going. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen it's a good example, like a motocross show or something like that, where it's super cool. But like the thrill is in the fact that it's also a little bit dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's how I felt about water parks.
And yeah, there's a risk. I mean, look, that each water park has a medical tent, you know, there's generally people there. Stuff is going on.
That's true.
Yeah,
I would go back.
Have you guys ever heard of... We talked about California and Florida. Have you ever heard of Action Park in New Jersey?
What is Action Park?
It's in the 1980s. And so it was this water park / amusement park, more water park. It would open during the summers, but it was also known as Class Action Park because they would have like 3 to 4 crazy, like serious injuries / deaths per summer. And so for like
per
a good
summer?
Like... Per summer. Seriously.
That's really bad.
Look it up. But it was super popular because, like you said, Cosmo, it had that kind of like appeal to like, you know, that thrill and like, oh, like the idea that I'm not just going on a ride. Like, I'm like, taking a risk to harm maybe my body. Hopefully not. And no, it was like the most insane thing. They had one water slide where it was a full on like 360 tube. And there's a little door if like you couldn't like make the whole 360 flip. And, you know, there's a lot of issues too, though. And unfortunately, some people did die. They, you know, like, quotes from workers that who are now 40, 50 years old who are like, yeah, you know, we had an ambulance pretty much every day, every other day during its heyday. And okay, finally it did get shut down. But to that point, they managed to stay out of it for a while because, you know, people did have to sign waivers and everything. And it just kind of got this sort of like, you know, lore, like this aura. It had like a lot of lore. But, you know, I think by the early 90s it was gone. But if you're at home or either of you want to look up on YouTube at some point, Action Park, New Jersey, great videos from there.
So, have you... You never went to this?
So, no, I was...
Well, he's alive.
I was born after.
Oh, okay.
I wish
he made it.
I wish I could have.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know so much about that. That's really impressive.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. Watch the videos.
You know, that's crazy. We had something like that in Mexico City.
Oh,
it was
no.
Like this little amusement park, right? And, oh my god, I forgot its name. But there was this, like, one, like, rickety, like... wood roller coaster that it was right next to the highway, so you would pass the highway and you would hear it like squeaking.
Whoa.
And like the people like screaming. And for like years there was at least like 10 cases of someone like dying or getting seriously injured on that roller coaster. So I remember like being little, and like as the years went by, like less and less people were on it until like at one point it was just like gone. Like,
oh my gosh,
it was just like an abandoned amusement park.
Yeah.
Next to the highway.
Do you know what shut it down, like, finally or no?
Well, I mean, I hope it was like, oh, people are dying every year from this really scary looking roller coaster that looks like it's like about to fall apart with like a gust of wind, you know. So yeah, that's crazy that they just keep those up.
That's why I can't do those. I'm not a fan of roller coasters in general. I feel like that's such a like buzzkill.
You seem like you would.
I don't know. Like they were fun for a while.
Though, huh?
I'll do water parks. Yeah, I don't know what that's about. But I remember, I think I've been to Disneyland maybe 5 or 6 times. And every single time I've gone and I went on Space Mountain, without fail, the ride would like break in some way or another. So I remember one time.
Maybe it was you.
Maybe it was me.
Were
I was
you
just
like over the weight limit, or
yeah, that got me. No, but I think the first time some woman dropped her purse, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with Magic or with Space Mountain, but it's completely dark. Like the lights are completely off.
Yeah, I think they have the same thing in Florida, right?
Okay, okay. So this happened, and then all the lights turned on. It was my first time at Disneyland, and I was like, oh, no. Well, this is like ruined the whole thing for me. Yeah, like, I know exactly how this works. Yeah, the ride is like so much more lame on the inside when the lights are on, but yeah. I don't know. I feel like maybe I need to give it a second try. If there's any Somerville like roller coasters.
Now I'm wondering. I'm thinking back to the spring carnival last year.
Oh, yeah.
Spring fling carnival. There was some questionable rides there for sure.
Huh. Yeah. My elementary school used to do a carnival every year, and I remember there was this one ride. It was the Fireball. The line was like an hour long every time. Like it was a treat to be even be on it. And then, whatever, it happened in January every year. And then this was like 2016. January 2016, the carnival happens. Nothing happens. Like we all like, woo, like carnival, whatever.
Yeah.
July of the same year, that same ride, it was like a traveling like carnival company. That same ride malfunctioned and like two people fell out and like died.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wow. So it was like, so safe to say that ride was never at the carnival again. Yeah. But I low-key miss it. Like it was really fun.
Yeah, exactly.
But I feel like that could have been me.
Yeah. Like there has to be a way to bring it back, but just, you know, a little safer, but still fun. Yeah.
I just feel like traveling like carnival companies that like pack up the ride in a car is just generally unsafe.
Yeah.
Like we're also maybe that's part of the business. Like they pack it up really quick and just leave.
Yeah,
like, that's
okay, they did. Like
just
it
relocate
was a 3-day carnival. They would come in on Thursday, be ready by Friday, and then the parking lot. It was in a parking lot. The parking lot was completely empty by Monday.
Wow,
crazy.
That's gotta be a great business too, though, because you're going in and out. You know, each weekend. It could be a part time job too if you have something during the week. Like
yeah.
I'm sure they were bringing in a lot of cash.
No, yeah. They were. And they brought in a lot of cash to the elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a fundraiser, and they made like over $1 million every year.
Captive audience. There you go.
Literally.
Yeah. No, there's... Yeah, I... Okay. This is making me rethink. Or actually, this is actually affirming my decision to not do roller coasters.
No, please do them. Most of them are safe.
What do you have like a favorite one that like, if I'm in Florida, I need to do?
Yes. Any roller coaster in Universal Studios is good. Mm.
Disneyland is excluded.
Disneyland is just not fun when you're not like 10 years old. Like okay. I think at 10 you're like okay, like
yeah.
kind of getting over this, you know. I mean, for me, as we've
yeah,
spoken
of course,
about,
of course.
There are some Disney
some
adults.
Some people, yes. not so much.
Yeah, but I mean, Universal has the best rides. Also, Six Flags Mexico.
Oh.
I recommend.
Yeah. Mm.
That's where I rode my first ever roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I recommend. It was the Superman.
Awesome.
Interesting.
We have a Six Flags in Jersey too, and it has like the King Ka, which is the tallest coaster in like the world, I think. But also a good spot. So.
Right.
Yeah.
No safety issues as far as I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Universal and Six Flags Mexico definitely have had.
Okay.
Safety issues,
okay.
But that's like everywhere. Like you're going on a giant like wire thing. Like you gotta know that there's.
I feel like at this point, like our stories have established that like some safety issues, some you know like problems like contribute to the thrill. You know.
Yeah, exactly. And also,
it's a big conclusion today.
It's weird that I don't feel like that for roller coasters. Like roller coasters, in the same way, are like, oh, airplanes to me, where it's like, the risk. Like does not make it more fun. Like if somebody was like, "Oh no, like it's totally cool. Only one in every 100 of our pilots crash." I wouldn't be like, "Oh, joyous! Like I'm so excited."
Joy.
Exactly.
I'd be like,
but also think about getting in a car. Car accidents happen. Wait, I'm sorry. I don't mean to get like.
No, this is good. This is like the PSA. We didn't do one, so
yeah. People get in car accidents every single day,
mm-hmm.
but you still get in a car. Like they're just. Convenient, like you use it for the convenience. Everything you do is a risk. Walking, crossing the street is a risk. You know.
But I don't cross the street for fun. I cross the street out of like necessity. I go on a roller coaster for fun.
Don't you go on walks for fun?
No, I'm a very cautious person.
No,
I probably wears a helmet everywhere.
Cosmo's very boring.
That's
yeah,
fair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why he gives bad advice. Actually,
yeah.
I only go out to either get on a plane or drive in a car or cross the street. But it's never for fun. It's a very serious cross.
Your annual flight between California and Massachusetts.
Exactly, exactly. No, but I guess that's fair. I think there is an acceptable amount of risk that we've all decided we're okay with.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cars are more risky than roller coasters are, if you think about it.
That's true.
No, you're right. Well, then put it this way, you're more likely to die on the drive to Six Flags Disneyland than at the place itself.
Yeah. Also, okay, hate to say it, but if that was the way you went out, that's kind of cool. I feel like.
Right?
Like, the stories of getting, like, decapitated by, like, a roller coaster, yes, in the moment, might not be the most fun.
But they sound cool. Like, right? Imagine you, whatever type of afterlife you believe in, and you're talking to, like, the little, like, souls of the departed, right. And you're like, yeah, I actually died because I was decapitated on a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm. You'd be famous.
I feel like that would be so cool. Like, I would get jealous, because, like, what if another soul, like, died of, like, Elvis Presley constipation.
Yeah, that's lame for sure.
Yeah.
Like I would be jealous. Like that's a cooler way to die.
Yeah,
for sure. And your family could be in for a big settlement too. You know.
Ooh,
exactly.
Wow. Not the case outside of amusement parks.
That's true.
Exactly. So like if you die, you get that back.
Yeah.
Like,
and as Nick mentioned, you are remembered. You know, whether it be for better or for worse, you will go down in history as.
Yeah, I mean, they might not name the roller coaster after you. Might actually not work after that, but yeah, you will be remembered. And it'll be kind of a legend, you know?
Maybe they'll name, like, an act after you. Like, a piece of, like, safety regulation, you know? Like
true.
Yeah, one of those, like, so-and-so's act.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, one of those, like, 10-letter, like, Congress, like, acronyms.
Yeah. What is it? For Nick, what would it be? Like, the...
Yeah, I mean, you have to make it, like, Nicholas, honestly. Like,
oh, yeah.
National Inhibiting Child Health...
Ooh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Something about that, yeah. Though.
They'll work on it. That's for the Congress people.
If future policymakers listening, start thinking, you know?
Start thinking.
I'm realizing, I think we need to do a PSA.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody want to crack that? Yeah, go for it. Crack that puppy open.
This is America. All right, so.
That was one to open up, too.
I'm going
to
keep going. Wow. Oh, we got some new ones in here. Okay. I think I have actually a useful one. Know your cell phone rights.
Oh.
Whether you're talking your cell phone on, excuse me, let's try that again. Whether you're taking your cell phone on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can be readily searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one's using it. Particularly if you could be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you forfeited your rights. The correct answer is, to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, your phone is, quote, no officer, I do not consent to a search, thank you, end quote. Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service announcement from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Self-Educational Radio.
Good stuff. Okay, I feel like I have some things to think about now. I also always leave my phone unlocked. I feel like I'm the least secure person.
What?
It's unfortunate.
Wait, that's so good to know.
No,
yeah, I know. It's also, yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't say that on air.
I'm, you know what? Yeah. I'm confident about saying this on air because if you know me, then I guess it's okay. But like literally my password to my phone is just my birthday. So I'm incredibly easy to hack. Huh. Don't come after me, please. I'm just being
when's
honest.
Your birthday for research purposes?
Yeah, anyways.
Write that down.
This is
I don't know how many listeners we have, but I mean now you know that.
Hopefully none that know my birthday is what I'm going with.
I'm gonna find out your birthday and I'm gonna tell every one of them.
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh, wait, hold on. We got a text actually from a listener. I'm not going to name it, but this listener says the Six Flags in Kentucky got shut down because the wires were old and wrapped around a girl's neck.
Oh my God.
And feet and cut her legs off, and the whole park permanently shut down.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Oh was that like God. An anonymous story submission, or was that like a
what
that happened
anonymous.
To them?
Oh, okay. Not personal. I think it was in the person's home state, though.
That's actually wild and crazy.
I feel a little bad now, but
Yeah, this got really somber really quickly.
Yeah.
Roller coasters are actually very serious.
Well, genuinely, rest in peace to that girl. Rest in power, because that's a crazy way to go.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder, like, what, like, you know, federal agencies responsible for regulating amusement parks, or is it a state thing?
I don't know.
I think it's a state
thing. Probably be a state thing.
Huh. That's actually pretty
We should look it up.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Cosmo will have it next time
I guess
for you
so.
Guys.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I feel like Florida definitely has to have some, like, robust roller coaster legislation, if that's the case.
I don't know anything about that, but probably.
I've never heard, like, a Disney World, Disneyland, like, safety incident. Or if there is, like, they just have a great PR team.
That's fair.
No, there's definitely been incidents. If you look up, like, Disney, like accidents.
But, like, in terms of deadly incidents?
Yes. Also Universal.
Oh.
Yeah.
There is a Wikipedia page dedicated to this called List of Incidents at Walt Disney World. Why is this becoming like a true crime, like Disney?
It turned into bad advice.
I'll start with that purposely lost passport.
Maybe our bad advice is just like, don't go on a roller coaster.
Oh my God. Wait, this is actually, this is a whole rabbit hole. I'm learning that, so it breaks it down into like the different types of injuries. One of them, they're just deemed acts of God, which is the legal term for if you slip and fall. So anything that's not a direct result of a mechanism being out of whack is an act of God, which is crazy.
Wait, but if you're like strapped into the seat with the harness, how could you slip or fall?
Yeah, maybe that's...
Maybe there's like, they forgot to put those orange signs, like the, I don't even know what they're, they're not orange, they're yellow. Yellow like triangle things.
Oh yeah, no, exactly.
The caution signs, yes.
Huh. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I feel like that's a liability if you don't put one up.
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
There's also, oh my gosh, I don't know who said they must have an incredible PR team. Is that?
Yeah, I would only imagine.
Yeah, that's very true because I have not heard of any of these stories, and there is no shortage. I'm looking
That's the Mickey Mouse money right there.
But like, I've heard of a story, not recently, but definitely I've heard of a story in the news, like Disney shuts down for an hour. Because the thing is about Disney, they don't shut down, they only shut down like, for more than a day because of COVID. Yeah. They shut down for an hour. Yeah. Like, or they close the ride completely, but the park is still like going on.
Yeah.
I mean, especially with social media nowadays, it's gonna spread fast, so damage control is where it's at. Yeah.
To give you a sense of it, on the Wikipedia source page for like the news articles that they're using to cite these injuries or otherwise, 182 sources. And that's just within the past, I think like
No, I just saw that whole list from here. That was half the page. Yeah. Just sources.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, love Disney. That's fun. And I'll probably go back 100%.
And don't be ashamed if you're a Disney adult.
Yes.
Of course.
That's true.
Live your best life.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is. You gotta
follow your dreams.
Follow your dreams, even if they mean going to Magic Kingdom.
And sweeping the floors. Having someone poop on your chest as well. I feel like that's what we've learned today.
Oh my God, I forgot about that moment. Yeah, for sure.
That was a moment for a second.
Or sharing gum with the bartender. Also cool.
Whatever you do, take pride.
Take pride in your craft.
Take pride in your craft. Yeah.
It's a great message.
I'd say be ready to be held accountable, but all of these people have submitted anonymously. So
I mean, I feel like if I had to submit a story like, my ex pooped on my chest. Yeah. I would not want to submit my name along with it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's a little crazy.
The other thing I'm now realizing is I'm assuming the stories that people are sending, they're sending because they're on their mind. You know, like these are pressing. They're falling asleep thinking about these things. And that's way funnier to me to think that somebody is like waking up in the middle of the night being like, oh my God, I liked when my ex pooped on my chest.
It's like a little like,
Well, take comfort in the fact that we don't judge you. You know, we love you. We accept you nonetheless.
Live your life as long as it doesn't affect anyone else. I mean,
well,
as long as you don't have a roommate.
Right. True. As long as it doesn't affect your roommate, you're good.
You can't change the past.
Yeah.
You can't change the past. Can only change the future.
You can change the future.
My bad.
Is this something we should know?
Guys, please, like, keep it on the DL.
That was such a cute ending note, I feel like, to end on. That was like an actual positive message. Yeah.
Wow, is it already over?
It's basically over. I mean, do we have any songs that we're reminded of with roller coasters or...
I'm thinking.
Fun or...
Wait, I want to... Decapitation? I'm not going to sing it because I can't sing it. Okay. I'm on air.
Okay, yeah, no.
I was going to say...
It's by Charlie XCX.
Oh, okay. Hold on. That's good.
I actually don't know the name of it. Or maybe I'm wrong and I just, like, embarrass myself.
Is it the one from Barbie?
I would not be playing the Barbie sound. Like, I didn't think of that one.
Oh, wait. My God. That's a good song to end on. The Knuff song. Right?
Yes!
You are Knuff. Oh, my God.
I guess.
By the way, go see Barbie if you haven't. That movie is...
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
I'm not gonna lie. It wasn't my favorite.
Okay, oh. Well...
Are you an Oppenheimer person?
No.
That was bad advice, for sure. That's what that was.
You gotta end with bad advice. That's all that matters.
Alright, guys. Thank you so much for listening again. This was 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. The show specifically was called Bad Vice with Anna and Nick and Cosmo. You guys have any parting words?
No, not much, but thanks for having me, Cosmo. It's been a pleasure. And yeah, everyone come back in 2 weeks for this guy's advice, Bad Vice, part two.
Maybe he'll have more stories.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Anyway, my parting words are take everything with a grain of salt, live your life, and don't be afraid of embarrassment.
Wow.
Preach.
That was good. And this is I'm Just Ken by Ryan Gosling. We'll be right back.
streets tonight.